This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. In August, my family and I went on a trip to France, and we visited the World War II D-Day sites in Normandy. D-Day, of course, is the term often used to refer to the landing operations in June 1944 in Normandy, the Allied invasion. We visited some of the major D-Day sites, including Omaha Beach, Utah Beach, the Normandy American Cemetery and Memorial, as well as some sites in little French towns whose names I will not even try to pronounce, lest any French speakers among our listeners have to rip their earphones from their ears. But we went to them. It was a fascinating day. Awe-inspiring. It is hard to grasp the magnitude of what happened there in June 1944. So much planning, so much courage, so much sacrifice. I've spoken often about my America feeling, and no surprise, I experienced the America feeling over and over as we visited those sites. But something that's true for me is that I feel ideas most deeply when they come to me through words. I can visit places, I can see things, but in the end, it's writing that strikes me to the core. And that is what happened in Normandy. I felt my America feeling most strongly to the point that I couldn't stop the tears coming into my eyes when I came across a reproduction pamphlet called A Pocket Guide to France. This was a small, light, pocket-sized pamphlet, which, as it said on the cover, was a restricted guide issued by the War and Navy Departments in Washington, D.C., for soldiers going to France. Apparently, similar pamphlets were given to soldiers headed to other countries as well. I'm always intrigued by documents like this, how they're written, how they're designed, so I started reading right through it. I expected it to be full of bureaucratic, stuffy, approved by military committee language, so I was at first surprised by its casual, slangy language. It was obviously written so that lots of young soldiers would find it easy to read. It also had several typos, so I suspect it was written in haste to be ready in time. The brief guide included sections on the history of France, the organization of French society, the food, helpful phrases and how to pronounce them, and material like that. The guide also admonished the soldiers at some length to stay out of various kinds of mischief. And here's what really caught my eye and gave me the America feeling. It was in a section headed, "You are a guest of France," where the guide addresses a question that would obviously be of enormous concern to the U.S. soldiers. How would the French people view Americans? Here's what the guide said. "Mostly, the French think Americans always act square, always give the little fellow a helping hand, and are good-natured, big-hearted, and kind. They look up to the United States as the friend of the oppressed and the liberator of the enslaved. The French trust both you and your country more than they do most other men and nations. Keep that trust." What a beautiful conception of the United States, my big-hearted country. I hope we will always keep that trust. If you'd like to see some photographs of the guide, I'll post them in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.